This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. Dear brothers and sisters, this is Riyad Rajazi welcoming you to another episode of Walking with the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or upon the footsteps of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This series, which in fact yesterday we had an amazing alhamdulillah time spending with the Prophet, because we were invited to eat with the Prophet. So I've been saying that this series, it's not just seerah, and I proved it to you, didn't I? All of you out there, those of you on Facebook and those of you on Instagram, I proved it. It's not just seerah. I did not just narrate, you know, the incidents that happened at the time of the Prophet. So I started talking about the man himself, you know, spending a day like walking with him, right? Alayhi salatu salam. So yesterday when we, you know, like last week when we talked about, when Prophet Muhammad wakes up, what does he do first? And then going to the masjid, alayhi salatu salam, entering the masjid, praying fajr. And then after praying fajr, what does he do? Asking the sahaba about their dreams. Looking around and seeing who has missed the fajr, and then he stays there until about sunrise. You know, then he goes to his homes, visiting his wives, maybe eating breakfast with them, and then coming back to the masjid around midday, where he gives his lunches his that madrasa time. You know, this is where this is the schooling time. It happens right at that very particular time around, midday, where he comes and then teaches the Sahaba, right? Teaches the Sahaba. The majority of the hadith, by the way, they were, reported during that time in that majlis, in that gathering. And then after that, Prophet Muhammad would stand up and then leave. Where does he go? He goes to the markets. What does he do in the markets? We talked about him, alayhi salatu wasalam, greeting people, smiling at them, helping them, assisting them, maybe tasting their food, those of them who are cooking. Yani his busy schedule doing things, alayhi salatu wasalam. And then yesterday we talked about him praying dhuhr, and after praying dhuhr he goes to have something to eat, his lunch. And after he has his lunch, right, he has his qailula, the qailula, not the laylula, not the not the laylula, the qailula. Qailula is a short nap, like the power nap. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Now I can also read people on Facebook. Wa alaikum assalam. All right, I can read people on Facebook as well. So I was saying, he has his lunch and then he has his short power nap, and then he comes back, wakes up for the asr. Brothers and sisters, we talked about his diet yesterday, right? We talked about the Prophet's diet. If you remember, we talked about his breakfast. Who remembers what does he have for breakfast? Brothers and sisters, who remembers what the Prophet has for breakfast? I mentioned that yesterday. Yalla, Facebook. Yalla, Instagram. Yalla. Wa alaikum salam, Nawal. What does Prophet Muhammad have for breakfast? Come on. Honey with water, mashallah aliki. Hanan, that means that's like a, that must be German, huh? Not German, that must be Dutch. My favorite okay, all right. Date, milk, oats. No, he has that honey with water. When he takes the water, honey water, exactly. He takes the water, then mix it up with honey, right? He mixes it up with honey, alayhi salam, and then he drinks it. And then after that, he eats seven dates. He eats the seven dates, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. But for lunch, Yasmin, lunch is that bread with apple vinegar and olive oil. Naam. When he talks about lunch, ghada, during that, this is the time, the noon time, after praying his dhuhr, he has his ghada, the zayt zaytun, olive oil, not that bread, the barley bread, not white, not brown, but it's the barley bread. The Prophet used to like sha'ir bread, barley bread. And then he will dip it in apple vinegar, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. You know, he will eat that, you know, sometimes, oftentimes for lunch, unless somebody brings them some food. Like sometimes, you know, maybe the neighbors or maybe people will bring them some meat. And the Prophet Muhammad used to like the al-katif, he used to like the shoulder from all the meat, he used to like the shoulder, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And with regard to his dinner, his dinner is mostly a leban with the milk or buttermilk with again a piece of barley bread, you know, and milk or buttermilk, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He used to also, things that he used to like from the meat. This is just recapitulating what we talked about yesterday, for those of you who have missed it. He used to eat, or he used to like, you know, in terms of meat, he used to like lahm al-ghanam, the goat meat or lamb meat. Ghanam means lamb, cattle, right? So he used to like al-ghanam. People, based on their, subhanAllah, their culture. You know, there's some people who like goat, like the Indians, Pakistanis, you know, they like goat. The Arabs, they like lamb, you know, they call it in India or Pakistan, mutton, mouton. In French is mouton, so they call it mutton, right? So the Prophet used to like lamb meat, and from the lamb he used to like al-katif, the shoulder. And then he also, yes, he used to like dates, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we're talking about one thing at a time. So we're talking about now in terms of meat. Was he vegetarian? No, he was not vegetarian, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was not vegetarian nor vegan, alayhi salatu wassalam. No, he was not vegan nor vegetarian. He used to eat meat, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Right? He used to eat meat and chicken. And he used to also like samak. He used to like fish. He used to like the camel meat. He used to like chicken as well. You know, the white meat of it. He used to like al-arnab. Al-arnab means al-arnab is the rabbit meat. Rabbit as well. He used to like that. He used to like al-qaddid. Al-qaddid is the meat that the dry meat. They put it in salt and then let it, you know, in the sun to dry for some time, and then it becomes kind of like dry meat. He used to like that, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He used to like also the liver. He used to like the goat liver or lamb liver. I don't know, some people don't like that, but I like it. I love it. It tastes sweet, you know, liver. Do you people like liver? Guys, brothers and sisters, do you like the liver, al-kabid? It's a sunnah, by the way, in Eid. In Eid, when you slaughter, you know, people who slaughter in Eid, the first thing Prophet Muhammad used to eat for breakfast in Eid is the liver. He would sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he would not fry it, like kind of like barbecue it, right? And then he would eat it, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, right? You know, the liver. I love liver. You know, it's filled with the protein. It's a lot of protein, right? Malfouf. Malfouf. Okay. Malfouf. Hey, malfouf. Hey. So, and the tarid, as I mentioned, tarid. Tarid is, you know, that dry bread. So when you have this dry bread, and then he would put sauce and lentil and whatnot on top. So he used to like eating that, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He used to like zeet. You know, zeet means zeit. You know, like olive oil. He used to like al-khal. You know, vinegar. He used to like barley bread. He used to like cheese, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. From the fruits, he used to like al-batikh. I mentioned yesterday, the watermelon, and also the honeydew. We talked about, you know, cantaloupe yesterday. The cantaloupe is actually the orange melon. The orange melon. But the type of melon Prophet Muhammad used to like is the red one, which is the watermelon, and the yellow one, which is the, we call it in Canada, honeydew. right? I don't know what you guys call it anyway, but the honeydew. So he used to like that salad. He used to like pomegranate, a roman. He used to like pomegranate, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He used to like al-inab. He used to like grapes. He used to like grapes, and he used to like raisins as well. Raisins, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he used to like dates, especially al-ajwa dates, or al-rutab. It's another type of dates, which is, you know, the big ones that get dry, you know, in the beginning, but then, you know, some of them, they freeze them, and then after some time, they become really soft, very, very sweet. Al-rutab and al-asal, honey. Honey, ya honey, Allahu Allah. Honey, ya honey. He used to love honey, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he used to also like al-halwa, sweet. He had a sweet tooth, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He used to like, halwa, you know, something sweet. He used to like, from vegetables, he used to like zucchini or pumpkin, or cucumber as well. He used to like cucumber, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sometimes he would eat watermelon with bread, or dates with bread as well, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So these are some of the things that Prophet Muhammad used to like to eat, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Things that he did not like to eat. Things that he did not like to eat. We did not talk about this yesterday. Things that he did not like to eat are things such as locust. What's locust? Al-jarad. You know that thing that flies. You know that, you know, I used to get scared of them when I was a kid, subhanAllah. They used to scare me. I used to get so scared of locusts. Right? So the Prophet, there's some people who eat them. There's some people who eat those locusts, right? They eat them, subhanAllah. They fry them, you know, and then they eat them, or they roast them and they eat them. Hey man, after I see what people in China eat, everything is possible. Everything is possible. After I seen what people in Huan, you know, that town in China, what people eat, khalas. You tell me you can eat this, I say, I've seen worst. Whatever you eat, I have seen worst. You know? So, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah al-'aliyyil 'azim. You know? So, al-jarad, he did not like eating jarad. He did not like eating locust. He did not like eating lizard. Yeah, it's like crickets. Yeah, crickets, you know, the crickets. But I did not want to say crickets because it's a sport beloved to my brothers and sisters from India and Pakistan, right? And Australia and South Africa. So I did not want to say crickets. I said, you know, locust. But yeah, it is barbecue crickets. Barbecue crickets, you know. So Prophet Muhammad, he did not like eating crickets. He did not like eating al-dub, you know, that lizard. Although Khalid bin Walid, one day he came, you know, with the he had it, you know, whatever, roasted, you know, that lizard. And Prophet Muhammad, he says, no, I don't want it. He says, ya Rasulullah, is it haram? He said, no, it's not haram, it is just my nafs does not want it. I don't feel attracted, you know, towards this food. I don't want to eat it. And then Khalid bin Walid ate it, that lizard. There's some people who eat it today in the Arab Peninsula, in Saudi Arabia, in Qatar, in Kuwait. They hunt these things in the desert, right? They hunt them and then they eat them. You know, it's a culture again, you know. The people who eat in Morocco, we love eating, for instance, when we slaughter the lamb for Eid, you know, we eat everything. We eat everything. We eat, you know, the guts, you know, we love them. I love the gut, you know, the masarin, you know, the intestines of the lamb. We cook them in a very beautiful way, very, very nice way, right? The eyes, oh, we used to fight, you know, brothers, you know, we at home, you know, who's going to eat the ears and who's going to eat the eye and who's going to eat the brain? And my kids, when they say the brain, say, ooh, brain, ooh, we love brains, the brain. This is why we have, you know, we have no brain, because we eat all the brains. You know, we eat brain, but we have no brain. So Yes, we eat the brain. So it's in the culture. The people in India, I don't know what they eat. People in China, you know, you've seen it all. So people have different cultures eating different things, subhanAllah, right? I don't know. He did not like eating raw garlic and raw onions, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He did not like eating that. Yeah, if they were cooked, okay, but if they were raw, he would not eat them. we eat hazun. Yeah, we eat that too. We eat, I told you, we eat everything. Yani miskin, this lamb, the only thing that comes out is the bones. Khalas. Other than the bones, everything is eaten, subhanAllah. You know, we eat everything. The bones, al-qul'in, even the feet, man. Even the feet, right? We put them in a very nice, but not for the lamb, for the cows. We have the cows, you know, the cow's feet. They're really fatty, but you know, we have a very beautiful tagine. A very beautiful tagine, you know, the feet of the but not the lamb, I would say, but it's mostly for the for the cows, because you know they're big. At any rate, so these are some of the things that Prophet Muhammad, you know, he used to like eating, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Brothers and sisters, today we are invited. Today, wow, Rose Lily, come on, you don't like the Quran. Okay, brothers and sisters, gelatin. Yes, it is good. That's good. So it depends on the culture again. So today, brothers and sisters, we will be invited. Do you know where? Because we are with the Prophet. Now is the second year of the Hijrah. He migrated to Medina, but he's still single. Prophet Muhammad is still single. After Khadija passed away, he refused to get married. So he traveled, migrated to Medina. He's still single. 2 years. 2 years in Medina. He has not been married, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So today, we are invited. Where? A wedding. Prophet's wedding, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Party time, but halal party time. We are invited to the wedding of Rasulullah and Aisha. Are you brothers ready? Sisters, are you ready? I'm taking you to the wedding of Rasulullah today. We're going to go and meet Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, going, you know, and marrying Aisha. But before marrying Aisha, there's some amazing things that will happen. And we will derive lessons from them. Remember what I told you. The series is called Walking with the Prophet, or Upon the Footsteps of the Prophet. So it's not just Seerah, it's Seerah and beyond, brothers and sisters. So today, inshallah ta'ala, we are invited to the wedding of Rasulullah. Here is my invitation to all of you. Sister Fatima and Brother Kareem just joined us. MashaAllah, Sister Fatima, are you okay? May Allah give you Shifa. Brothers and sisters, please make dua for her. She is in the hospital. She is in the hospital. Just yesterday, they took her to the hospital. May Allah Azza wa Jalla give her Shifa. She was not able to breathe. She was not able to breathe. And Sister Fatima, how are you doing? I called Brother Kareem today. I called him today and I asked about you. He says, Alhamdulillah, you're able to breathe. Now you're out of the ventilator. So how are you doing, Sister Fatima? I'm so happy to see you. I hope you are, you know, it's you, not Brother Kareem. I don't know who's talking here. Is this Sister Fatima? Sister Fatima, are you okay? Are you there? You just came out. Are you okay? Because she was still in the hospital when I called her husband. And she was not to be released today. So I'm just asking, you know, hoping. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. So are you back home? Sister Fatima, are you back home? Or you're still at the hospital? Are you at home? Did they let you go? Everybody's making dua for you, you know? Are you being released from the hospital? Let me bring you here. Come on. Why am I talking? Let me bring you live. Can you accept my invitation? Sister Fatima, can you accept the invitation, inshallah, please? We're just asking about you, making sure that you're okay. Or maybe she's not able to talk, but We're just praying that you're all, you're fine, inshallah ta'ala, and praying that you will go back home soon, inshallah, to your family, inshallah. Okay. But you're typing, so you're, alhamdulillah, you're okay. Allahumma lak alhamd. Inshallah, Allah will give you shifa. May Allah make it an expiation to all your sins, inshallah ta'ala. May Allah bless you and return you home sound and safe to your family and to your loved ones, inshallah. All right, brothers and sisters, as I said today, we are invited to a special wedding. What kind of wedding? It is the wedding of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with Aisha. So what happened, sisters and brothers? Khawla bintu Hukaym. She is the wife of Uthman ibn Mad'un. He's a Sahabi and she's a Sahabiyah. The wife of Uthman ibn Mad'un, Khawla, she came to the Prophet Muhammad and she says, Ya Rasulullah, Allah tatazawaj, why don't you get married? And he kept quiet. Every time somebody asks him about marriage, he thinks of Khadija, radiallahu anha wa adha. Right? Every time somebody asks him, about marriage, he thinks about Khadija, the love of his life, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he kept quiet. And then he says, وَهَلْ مِنْ خَدِيجَ مِنْ أَحَدْ وَهَلْ مِنْ خَدِيجَ مِنْ أَحَدْ Is there anyone after Khadija? Who's going to be after Khadija? There's no one after Khadija. Is there any مِنْ أَحَدْ نَعَمْ نَعَمْ she says, Khawla, she says, yes, there is. وَمَنْ لِلْبَيْتِ وَلِلْعِيَالِ And who's going to look for the, for the home and for your kids? Fatima, she's still a kid at the time, right? So who's going to look after the kids, Ya Rasulullah? Na'am, there is somebody after Khadija. Then Rasulullah says, then men, who? Who? Then Khawla, she says, if you want virgin, Bikran, wa in shi'ta thayyiban. If you want her to be virgin, yani young girl who has not been married, or thayyib, a non-virgin, yani somebody who's been married before, maybe a divorcee, or maybe a widow, right? So what do you want, Ya Rasulullah? In shi'ta bikran, wa in shi'ta thayyiban, if you wish virgin, or if you wish, thayyib, a widow, or a divorcee. Qala min al-thayyib, from those who's not virgin, Sauda, because he married Sauda, Bintu Zumra, and Sauda, she was like 80 years old. And this is an answer to those who say, Prophet of Islam, chauvinist, he's after women, he's this and that, he keeps marrying. This woman, there's no pleasure after, marrying this woman. What kind of pleasure? She is 80 years old. She lost her husband. She just wants sutra. She just wants somebody to embrace her. And that's what the Prophet did, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. She even used to give up her night for Aisha. Many times she did that, radiallahu anha wa ardaha. She's old. So from a thayyib is Aisha, wa min al-bikr. And she says, wa min al-bikr, sawda, wa min al-bikri Aisha. Wa min al-bikri Aisha. رضي الله عنها وارضاها ومن البكر عائشة بنت أحب الناس إليك and from the virgins عائشة the daughter of the most beloved man to you يعني she means أبو بكر so the prophet is listening now he has the choice okay ثيب is سودة he married سودة and then from the virgins she says عائشة the daughter of the most beloved man to you and she was seven here is another thing seven yes yeah, seven And I will explain today about people saying, how can he marry a girl, like a child? How can he marry a child? Well, we'll talk about that as well, inshallah ta'ala. Then he told her, idhabi wadhkurni lahuma. He says, go and mention me to them. See what if they like to accept me, as a husband. So she ran. Abshiri, she ran, ذهبت إلى بنت أبي بكر. She ran to the house of Abu Bakr. Who? Khawla. So Khawla is like the khattaba. In Arabic we say the khattaba is the one that, the matchmaker, right? The matchmaker. What do you call that in Urdu? In Arabic we say khattaba. She make khitba. Khitba from, between men and a woman. Or a matchmaker. In Urdu, you have this type of people, of course, women, you know. What do you call them? Kataba. What do you call them? I don't know. You call them Mary Jam. You call them Mushata. 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 Mushattah, mushattah, rishtah, rishtah, okay, rishtai, wali, anti, rishtai, rishtai or mushattah, okay, cool, all right, I don't know, I'm just trying to pronounce what I can read right there, right, mushattah, and rishtai, the old anti, okay, cool. All right, so it's Khattaba in Arabic, right? So what's her name? Khawla, she ran to the house of Abu Bakr and she says to Abshiri, Abshiri, you know, she was Aisha was there, and Aisha was still a kid, 7 years old. Abshiri bi khair yawmin tala alaykum. Bi khair yawm, glad tidings to the, you know, with the happiest day you've ever seen. She's talking to Abu Bakr and his and Umm Ruman. Umm Ruman, she is the wife of Abu Bakr. Her name is Umm Ruman, the mother of Aisha, radiallahu anha. Umm Ruman, she's saying, glad tidings to you. Glad tidings. This is the best day you've ever seen. What? Rasulullah. Rasulullah arsalani. He sent me to ask for Aisha's hand. He sent me to ask for Aisha's hand. So Umm Ruman, she says, well, let's wait for Abu Bakr. Let's wait for Abu Bakr to come. So when Abu Bakr came, when the Prophet Muhammad came, I mean, she could have said, what do you mean wait? This is Rasulullah. This is the Prophet. We don't wait. You don't have to think. This is no brainer. You cannot think. This is Prophet Muhammad. How can? It's a privilege. It's an honor to marry the Prophet. What do you mean wait for your husband? We don't wait. But they didn't say that. She said, let's wait for Abu Bakr. When Abu Bakr came, radiallahu anhu wa ardah, she told him that Prophet Muhammad has sent me to ask for Aisha's hand. So Abu Bakr said, well, wait. Wait for what? Somebody else has asked for Aisha's hand. Huh? There's lots of things like this happening between Muslims today. Aisha was 7 years old, but the marriage was consummated when she was 9. And I will explain, inshallah ta'ala. I will explain. Abu Bakr said, wait. Wait for what? Somebody else prior of Rasulullah has asked for Aisha's hand. I have to check with him first. What's his name? Jubair ibn Mut'im ibn Adi. And he wasn't even a Muslim then. He wasn't even a Muslim. Prophet Muhammad was 45 years old. He was 45, alayhi salatu wasalam. And he said, Jubair ibn Mut'im has asked for Aisha's hand, but he was not a Muslim. So Abu Bakr went to their home, right? I will explain what happened with Prophet Muhammad and Aisha. I will explain. Was it divine? Was it a message? Was it this? I will talk about all this. If you only give me a chance, Layla, hold your camels. Guys, hold your elephants. Hold your donkeys. Hold it. Just give me an ear, inshallah. I'm coming. Huh. So Abu Bakr said to wait. So he went to their home. He went to Mut'im, you know, Jubair ibn Mut'im's home, who was not a Muslim, and he asked, you know, his mother. Are you still wanting to marry our daughter? The mom said, do you want our son to marry somebody who has left our religion? Okay. Do you want our son to marry somebody who has left our religion. So Abu Bakr turned to Jubair and he told him, Ibn Mut'im, and he says, what do you say? What do you say? He says, I say what my mother says. And the khitbah was broken. Because there was khitbah before. There was rishtay before. Right? There was rishtay before. There was mushattah before. There was rishtay before. There was mushattah before. There was khitbah before. So he had to go and confirm. Do you guys still want to marry our daughter? So the mom says, how can we have our son marry somebody who has left our religion? And then he turned to the guy and he says, what do you say? He says, I say what my mother says. I follow what my mother says. Prophet, you know, Abu Bakr, he did not want to confirm with the Prophet Muhammad until he confirms, you know, the khitbah, the mushattah, or the rishtay, or the rishta, or the rishta, whatever. He has to confirm that first. So a mistake which lots of Muslims do nowadays. A sister, she is being interested by someone who came to propose to her, right? And they are in the midst of talking, and then somebody else's comes in. No, 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 no. Well, hey, my options, I have my option A, option B, option C. Oh, hey, sister, you know, you want everything? Go fix your things with that guy. If it does not work, then move to the second guy. And the man, if he knows, he should not come to propose to you anyways. Because the Prophet Muhammad said that, alayhi salatu wasalam, there's no khitbah on the back of your brother, on top of your brother. If your brother has approached someone for rashtay or rishta or for mushattah or from, you know, khitbah, right? No, if he knows, khalas, I cannot go and ask for that, you know, the hand of that same person. I have to wait to see. If that thing works between them two, alhamdulillah, fine. If it does not work, if they break off the khitbah, then I can go and propose. You see, a lot of Muslims, they make this mistake. Somebody comes here, somebody comes here, somebody comes here, a sister who's talking to right, left, and center. If it's serious though, if it's not serious, he did not, you know, officially propose. He just thought of proposing, all right? I'm talking about everything here now, right? Let's say somebody who is not serious is just thinking about it to propose. He has not officially proposed, okay? You can accept proposals. But once it becomes official, they come with the parents and they say, we want the daughter. We want the daughter for our son. So it becomes official. Somebody else cannot come Islamically. Somebody else has to stay back until this thing proceeds. If it moves on and succeeds, alhamdulillah. If not, why should I be fighting يعني, me and my brother to marry that, you know, just that one girl? لي عمي خلاص, go find somebody else. The market is big, mashallah. Go and find somebody else. You just want that particular girl, man? You just want that girl? You want Mu'nisa? You just want Karima? You just want Layla? You just only one Layla? There's only one Mu'nisa? There's only, I know, maybe there's only one Mu'nisa and one Karima and one Layla and one Nawal. Yes, there's only one. But akhi, wait until you see how it goes for them. And then if it does not work, then you can come in. Then you can come in. But don't, you know, somebody else is already asking for them. And then you come at the top and that becomes a, yalla, who has more? Who's going to, oh, just like a merchandise, huh, in the auction. I give 1,000, then 1,000, 1,000, 2,000, 2,000, 2,000, who has more? 3,000, 3,000, 3,000, 3,000, 4,000, 4,000, 5,000, who's okay, no, you can have her. You can have her, and I cannot pay more than, you can have her. All right, 5,1, 5,2, 5,3, sold. That's not how it works. That's not how it works, man. That's how it works, man. Alwina for sure, man. Alwina for sure. So, Abu Bakr, once he heard from the guy, he says, I follow what my mother says. Then he says, okay. Then he goes to Khawla and he told her, go to Rasulullah and tell him that, you know, he can come. Tell him to come. Come to Rasulullah, tell him to come. Allah. Let me give you an evidence that in the culture at the time, girls used to get married when they were young. It is not just Prophet Muhammad and Aisha, just so you know. No, it's not just Prophet Muhammad and Aisha. In fact, there were so many other girls like Hafsa. Hafsa, the daughter of Umar, and the wife of Rasulullah, she married before Rasulullah. She was married, she was 12 years old. أول مرة, يعني تزوجت. She was married before the Prophet Muhammad, she was 12. Other than Hafsa. Let's talk about Hafsa. Let's talk about Safiya. Let's talk about Safiya. Who's Safiya? Safiya, she is the daughter of Huyay ibn Akhtab. Huyay ibn Akhtab, he was a Jew. He was the leader of the Jew. Right? So even in the Jewish culture, girls, they used to get married young. So it's not about Islam or talking about, you know, Prophet Muhammad or the Arabs or whatnot, marrying girls. No, at that time, brothers and sisters, at the time, it was in their culture. And remember that these people, they live in the desert. Girls who grew up in the desert are not the same as girls who grew up in England. They are not the same as girls who grew up in Canada, where it freezes here, right? They're not the same. Girls who grew up in the desert, a 12-year-old girl looks like she's 17. A 12-year-old girl, she looks like she's 16 or even more. Right? It happened even in Europe. It used to happen. It used to happen in Spain. It happened even in the US a long time ago. So it's something, it's not new. It is not just for the Arabs or at the time, at that culture. So come out and tell them, these people who are just trying to find something to nag about the Muslims and the Prophet and to hit the Prophet and to, you know, demonize our Prophet and our religion. He married girls. No. And subhanAllah, she was the only virgin that he married. And he never consumed or he never had any children with her. Ajib. He had children with all of the other ones except Aisha. She never had any children with her. As if she was barren. When Prophet died, she was 18 years old. She was 18 and she narrated, she was the fourth in terms of those who narrated a hadith. She is number four. So let us talk about the night of the wedding. Brothers and sisters, are you ready to listen to the night of the wedding of Aisha and Rasulullah? Wedding time. Dun, 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 dun. Are you ready to hear the beautiful wedding night, Rasulullah and Aisha radiallahu anha wa ardaha? This is now when she's 9 years old. 9 years old, about to consummate that marriage. Now is the wedding night. Because he asked for her hand when she was seven. And he actually consumed that when she was 9. Okay? Sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So Abu Bakr, the father, Asma bint Abu Bakr, the daughter and the sister. You have Aisha. You have Abdullah, the son of Abu Bakr as well. Ruman, the mother. And the Prophet Muhammad, alayhi salam. This is the family. And Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Ali, you know, Fatima, Umm Kulthum, Sauda bint Zum'a. These were the so far the family of the Prophet at that time, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Bukhari narrates that she was the khitbah happened in Shawwal, the month of Shawwal. in the second year of the Hijrah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The second year of the Hijrah in the month of Shawwal, right? So that's when the Prophet Muhammad, you know, proposed to, or he married Aisha radiallahu anha wa ardaha. Brothers and sisters, let me relate to what's happening here. Let me relate. Did she go to a hair designer or hairstylist? Did they take her to a hairstylist to do her hair? Did she do any makeup? Did he prepare her? Just like things that happen today. Just like what happens today, but not to that extent, of course. Not with all that makeup that we know today and all the extensions that we know today. No, but it is the same somehow. Yes. Yes, they had to prepare her for the wedding. Radiallahu anha wa ardaha. She was very light. Kana wazuha khafif. She used to say, Aisha, she says, I was very light. I was light. Well, she was only 9 years old. She was light. And she says, my mother, she started making me eat meat for over a week or two. She wants me to gain some weight. She was feeding her. She was feeding her, you know, she was feeding her meat because she wanted her to gain some weight. And then she says, there were women from the Ansar who were doing makeup for me. They were, you know, the women from the Ansar. Oh yes, the Muhajirin, they learned so much from the Ansar in terms of women. Mm-hmm. The Muhajirin, they learned a lot from the women of the Ansaris. They even learned, you know, because the Muhajirin, the women, they did not know how to raise their voices at their husbands, subhanAllah. But then they saw how the women of the Ansars talk to their men's, and then they say, okay, that's it. That's how we do it here, huh? Yeah, that's how we do it in Medina. The women are the women. So the women were the ones taking care of, you know, from the Ansar, taking care of Aisha radiallahu anha wa ardaha, preparing her for the wedding. One of the most, if not the most beautiful wedding, because Rasulullah also married Khadija before. That's another, you know, the greatest love story of all time. But now comes in Aisha radiallahu anha wa ardaha, so much so that the Sahabi, when he will come to the Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam, and he will ask Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam, Ya Rasulullah, who do you love from the people? He says, Aisha. Aisha. This is Amr ibn al-As. He came to the Prophet Muhammad, Ya Rasulullah, who do you love from the people? He says, Aisha. He didn't say, my wife. He didn't say, the daughter of Abu Bakr. He says, Aisha. He mentioned her name, Aisha. And then he says, Ya Rasulullah, okay, I don't mean women. I mean from men. Who do you love from men? He said, then the Prophet says, Abuha, her father. He didn't say Abu Bakr. He didn't say Abu Bakr. He says, her father, yani, again, another emphasis. It's all about Aisha and her father. Aisha, Aisha, Aisha. What happened, brothers and sisters, in that beautiful wedding? You know, the Ansaris, you know, when they were preparing her, getting her ready for the wedding, what happened? What was her mahar? What was her mahar? What was her dowry? The dowry of Aisha radiallahu anha wa ardaha. Who paid that dowry? What did the Prophet do that night? Another beautiful, amazing love story. Prophet Muhammad and Aisha. Yes, Jibreel will come. He saw Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Prophet Muhammad saw a dream with Jibreel. What was that dream about? What did they see? Was the marriage of Aisha, is it something new? Or is it a command from Allah? Is it an order from Allah? Or is it just Prophet Muhammad wanted to marry Aisha? How? What happened? And then after the marriage, Prophet Muhammad and Aisha, did they get into any arguments? Oh yes, they got into some arguments. What happened? Well, they got into an argument and then they had to call a mediator. Who was the mediator? Aisha, she settled for one mediator. And when what happened when that mediator came? Brothers, sisters, you know it. you know it big time. We will talk about this tomorrow, inshallah ta'ala. Tomorrow, bi-idhnillah, we will resume talking about the wedding of Aisha and Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as we are in the second year of the Hijrah. Prophet Muhammad migrated from Mecca to Medina, and then, you know, 2 years he has not been married since the death of Khadija radiallahu anha wa radaha. He got married to Sauda, you know, who was 80 years old, but she was, you know, he wanted to embrace her radiallahu anha wa radaha. Then Prophet Muhammad married, you know, Aisha, who will talk more about that beautiful wedding of Aisha and the Prophet tomorrow, inshallah. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for joining. Jazakum Allah khair. May Allah bless you all. Barakallahu feekum. Tomorrow, same time, 5:30 p.m. Tomorrow, Sunday, 5:30 p.m. on Instagram, Facebook. Jazakum Allah khair. Barakallahu feekum. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Thank you, brothers and sisters. Thank you, Brother Hafidh. Thank you, Brother Asad. Thank you, Sayyidin Wahman. Thank you, Zoe. Thank you, Light Spread. Thank you, Baizul Aziz. Thank you, Yashmin. Thank you, Sister Fatima. May Allah give you Shifa, inshallah. May Allah give you Shifa. May Allah bless you. Thank you, Rose Lily on Facebook. Rose Lily Al-Maghribiya, Bint Bladi. Thank you for joining. Thank you, Sister Khadija Elizabeth Chingler. Thank you for joining. May Allah bless you. Brother Asad Chaudhry is in the house tonight. Thank you, Brother Asad, for joining. Mona Monroe is in town today. Thank you for joining, Mona Monroe. Jazakum Allah khair. Zoe again. Nawal. May Allah bless you all. Thank you, Sayyidin. Thank you all. May Allah bless you. Jazakum Allah khair. Those who've come in late, please go back and watch the session. It's on recorded on Facebook and Instagram and on YouTube as well. Thank you, Zoya Laraib. May Allah bless you. We'll see you tomorrow, inshallah ta'ala. Thank you, Aisha 2021. You don't want to be 2020. No, 2021, inshallah, is better than 2020. Jazakum Allah khair for joining. May Allah bless you. Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Brother Ahmed Yusuf, alaikum salam. You came in, it's too late. We're done. But please go back and watch the session. It will be saved on Instagram and Facebook as well and on YouTube. Thank you for joining. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum, everyone.